And again, we have with us Dr. Becky Meyer. She's the superintendent of schools of the Lake Pend'Oreille School District. School starts on September 5th. And what would you like parents to know right off the top?
Well, number one, we're excited to have students back. It's always a little bit of a lull over the summer. We're happy that everyone gets time to relax, spend time with family, enjoy the beautiful, before the forest fires, you know, the scenery around here and outdoors. I just love for families to get outside and appreciate where we live, because I have a lot of relatives throughout the country in different parts. When they come to our area in North Idaho, they just really appreciate. And I just hope families had a chance to really connect and be out in nature and enjoy our area. We have a lot going on. A couple of updates I'll give you as we go through the program. But the main thing we want families to know is we're super excited to have you back. And we're really looking forward to implementing our new five-year strategic plan is starting. We're hitting the ground running this fall. And principals, administrators, custodians, teachers, everyone's preparing to get to be back with students. And we really liked when they get back there, the schools lighten up. And the reason we're here sort of all unveils itself.
Yeah. And there's kids complain about coming back to school, but the reality is a lot of them secretly love it, I'm sure. Yes. It's just exciting to get back into the swing. Education, of course, is fun for a lot of kids. They like to learn things and being around all their peers. I think we saw during the COVID thing when the schools were so many of them were really shut down, that kids thrive on being around other kids.
They do.
So I know that actually there are some open houses that are coming up here just next week. On Tuesday, that's August 29th, there's the elementary open house night. And that's for parents that have kids that are going into elementary, any of the local elementary schools. Tell us a little bit more about what happens at that open house next Tuesday.
Well, we have 7 elementaries, so all would be open 4 to 6 open house on Tuesday, August 29th, as you said, Chris. I do want parents to know that they have a voice and that we heard them. Last year when I came on board, there was a lot of different open houses throughout the week, and they were at all different times. We did hear from families that was difficult. Some elementary open houses conflicted with secondary open houses if they have children at both levels. So one thing we did take from a community coffee clutch that we did was we heard a feedback loud and clear. It would be a lot easier for families if we had a set elementary night and a set secondary night. So I just want to encourage folks to continue to voice your opinions, things that are important to you, simple changes that might help make your life better. That was good for us to do. So we do Wednesday open houses will be for the secondary, and that is August 30th. Sandpoint High School's is at 5 to 7. I'm not sure of the middle school, Lake Pend'Oreille and Clark Forks, but they'll be sending that out to their folks. But Sandpoint High School is doing a barbecue for incoming freshmen with the chuck wagon. So it's a really big deal. We started when I was the principal there, and funny, Representative Mark Sauter, who we've talked about before on the program, actually was helping fabricate, and he's now representative for our area, which is ironic.
In the state legislature,
yeah. But he helped make that chuck wagon, if you haven't seen it at the football games or over at Sandpoint High School. But enjoy that on Wednesday, and they are going to start at 5.
Okay, that's Sandpoint High, and the other schools might vary a little bit, but parents will get the heads up on that.
Yes, from your principal.
It's probably all in that range, I bet.
I would just encourage families to take even if your student is a returning student, it is great to come back after the summer. Reacquaint yourself with the staff, reacquaint yourself with the building, look where your classrooms are, you can get your schedule, all of that stuff that helps students start the first day with less anxiety and just feeling more comfortable moving in.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's the elementary open house night is next Tuesday, August 29th, 4 to 6 p.m. at all the schools in the district. And then the secondary schools, the high schools, the middle school are on Wednesday, August 30, in the range of 5 to 7 p.m. But check to... with your school to see when those actual hours are. And right now, school offices are open.
Yes, they are.
Anybody needs to go in and get registered. What's the process for that if you're new to the district?
Well, it'd be great. We have an online piece to start with, a parent portal. So we had switched, before I got here, they were switching into a new student information system, PowerSchool. And that has taken quite a bit of time. As you know, it's a large, enormous technology process to move an entire district with the SIS, Student Information System. So part of the registration is that parents create a parent portal, which is kind of like your account. And then you can check your students' attendance, grades, that kind of thing. They need to set that up ahead of time. It's just a few simple steps. Then they can go in and do registration after that. It really asks, we really want to make sure we know where parents live. We have a proof of residency that they need to upload. If they are a returning student, there's birth certificate that they should have on file, but they need to upload that. That can even be a picture that they upload from their phone to make it easy for folks, and immunizations or an exemption form for folks. And emergency contacts are very important as well as we get registered. Mm-hmm. If they need help, I do want to encourage, there was a couple of glitches with the parent portal last spring. We have the help desk at the district office. We also have now every single office is open, and the admin assistants in the office are happy to help folks. If they want to come in, we will help them run through the process. If they don't have access at home, or if it sends you any sort of glitch, just come in and we'll help you register. That way you will reserve a spot. We talked on your program last spring with the open enrollment law. We do have quite a few folks coming from other districts in West Bonner County School District. And with the new law, families are allowed to go to other school districts, anyone in the state, as long as there's that they have don't have chronic absenteeism and they don't have huge behavior problems. They're allowed as long as we haven't reached our capacity. And I certainly am wanting to let families have students come into our school system if they so desire. So make sure you get in and get registered so we can get an accurate count of numbers for classrooms and staffing. It's really important for us as we get ready.
So you mentioned that you're seeing some students from West Bonner School District. That school district's been, I guess you could say, unsettled. And they're actually having an election next Tuesday. There would be recall a couple of board members, could end up changing things over there with the administration. Are you seeing quite a few more kids coming over from West Bonner?
I wouldn't say quite a few more. We have seen an increase. We already had some that were open enrollment that came. We have seen an uptick in definitely. And I think some folks that we've talked to on the phone are waiting to see what the results of the recall election are. Because as you said earlier, families love their community schools, and that's one of the gifts of North Idaho, is we have small rural schools in the districts up here. And so families in West Bonner, I'm sure they would love to stay with their community schools if they felt like there was going to be adequate funding and staffing and such.
Mm-hmm. Flip side of that question of open enrollment, are we seeing some of our kids that are going elsewhere?
No. We're not. I mean, I am a little biased, but we do have the best school district in the state, and there is data to back that up. So,
in terms of student achievement,
we have student achievement, teacher retention. One thing we are working on, I told you last year, is we want to increase our graduation rate. It's on our 5-year strategic plan, one of our deliverables. Super important to me that we continue, but we have great engagement, and we have great PD, professional development here, wonderful staff, great feedback from families on our staff and what we do, custodians, transportation, child nutrition, just everyone pitching in here. It's really a special place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the majority of the people here really do want to make sure our kids get a good education. So back to school, one of the things is supplies, what kids need. And you do have a newsletter. It's called The Loop. And if you have a list on the most recent one, which is available right on the website, lposd.org. And you can go there. You can see specific schools, what the suggested back-to-school supplies are, their lists. if someone's having trouble getting the money together for that, is there help?
Definitely. Angels Over Sandpoint, they have a backpack program. And I went and took pictures last year and observed them. They did it in Farman Stidwell's gym. I'm not sure where they're doing it this year, but it's quite the operation. And they donate to every single school for kids. And there's a backpack filled of the suggested classroom. And we also, schools will help as well if the Angels Over Sandpoint, they provided more than enough last year. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I presume some of our sport teams are already at it.
Yes, they are. You know, in the beginning of August, we start with football. So, and cross country, and we have new coach, Matt Nanji Brass, you probably saw in the paper.
Yeah.
They retired after many, many successful and really wonderful years helping create leaders with students.
In the cross country program.
In the cross country program. Golf has switched. So that's another thing that's different than it has been in the past. And I know that I got a personal invite from our new activities and athletic director, TJ Clary, for Sandpoint High School. And I got a personal text from him to join Friday night at Memorial Field for the first home game. So you probably saw his announcement in the paper.
Yeah.
And we will be having in the Daily Bee, we will be having all the other new administrators are going to be introduced in an upcoming article.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, what else do we need to know in for the back-to-school rush here?
Okay. Well, some things I think there's a lot I'd love to share, but let me start with what I think families and parents are most want to make sure that they check. We do have, you know, in our 5-year strategic plan, the number one feedback, Chris, was school security and facilities. So those two together. I do want to say we're still looking for long-range facility planning committee. We've put something out in the paper, on our website, in the loop for the last 2 months. We'll put it again. Principals have given us information as well for families that might be interested. We would love to have every area of our community represented. It is a commitment. It will be a once-a-month meeting. There's a lot of data, a lot of resources, a ton of information that goes into a long-range facility planning committee. But we do have just really an edict from the community in the strategic plan when they give all the results. We need to address deficient and any unsafe building conditions. So we want to get the community involved, parents, grandparents, business people. And there's an application on our website and also in the last couple of loops. So we'd love to have more representation. That will be starting this fall. So love to have that. The second thing is school safety is always a top priority. It, as parents, that was their top priority. We have, you probably saw in the paper and on our website and in the loop, we have hired two armed security officers. So J.D. McElroy and Keith Delahante. Keith will be based out of Clark Fork and be covering up over there in the east from Northside, Hope, Clark Fork area. And J.D. will be covering all the town schools in Kootenai. Our plan next year is to hire another armed security officer. This spring, we'll be going through the process, the hiring process, which was quite intense. And my plan in the budget is to include one for the Southside Sagal area so that all of our areas geographically are covered for the student safety. So I'm very proud of that and encourage families to meet the armed security officers and learn more about the program and how it helps protect their kids.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that is a concern now mm-hmm. for parents.
Yeah. And I do want the parents to know attendance is, we have as the state has moved back to ADA, which is attendance. Average daily attendance is how we will be funded. We've gone from enrollment funding where there was a stable funding into the attendance. So it's going to be very important, not only for funding, but also when we talked to teachers last year and several families, parents as well, they really want to get back to requiring, have high, strong requirements for attendance. The whole adage, miss school, miss out. If you're not in person to interact with your peers, interact and hear from the teacher, have hands-on labs, it really is, you're at a disadvantage. Not that online programs don't have the benefits, A hybrid model can work as well for families that need that flexibility. But being there's nothing like being in person and having the synergy and the learning and talking throughout the day with your peers and really engaging and learning. That creates a deep engagement. So we are going to step up our attendance. We've updated our attendance policy requirements. Principals will be sharing that out at elementary level and at the secondary level. Both sets of parents, both sets of teachers, excuse me, really wanted to up the expectations so that we can get kids coming to school on a daily basis.
So I assume there are some hybrid distance learning opportunities for kids. Does that count as attendance when they check in that way?
There are different ways that that happens. We have online programs such as IDLA. There's some other online programs as well where students can be dual enrolled and where they have maybe on a different program or homeschooled part of the day and then come in person. So there is some hybrid programs, and for some students that works. Research does show that the retention rate and also graduation rate improves if you are in person, but it depends what kind of child they have. Mm-hmm. Again, each student is unique. And so whatever the parents know works for their kids is what I would encourage them to do. If they are enrolled in our schools, we are going back to the 90% attendance rule, where you need to be in attendance and you need to be present 90% of the time or more. Of course, if students are absent, if students are sick, if there is a planned absence that a family has, they just need to communicate proactively and plan for that so that it can be making up their work. That we're going back to how it was before the COVID, and there was so much flexibility with quarantining and being online. And that just really hasn't helped us as a district to increase our engagement with students, increasing our retention, increasing graduation rate, and our student achievement up at the secondary level, I think has suffered through the COVID and not having students present. So really, with our five-year strategic plan and the feedback from the community, parents, staff, and students that took the survey, they really want to improve academic engagement, foster student well-being, and increase graduation rate. Those are our three goals underneath the student connection bucket on our five-year strategic plan. And students want that as well. You alluded to that earlier, Chris. Mm-hmm. Students want to be at school and engage with each other. So increasing student voice this year, opportunities for them to engage in the school. At all three high schools, they are doing student-centered master schedule, meaning what are the students interested in? We've added aerospace, expanded the aerospace program. We have rocketry and astronomy is added. Space Point is helping us with that. It added some great electives that weren't there before. Residential carpentry is really ramping up. We hired a new teacher, Josh Radigan, that is a former student of mine that's mm-hmm. going to be the teacher for residential carpentry, working on building tiny houses. So we have a lot going on. Clark Fork, they have now are taking advantage of the law of self-directed learner, and they're individualizing a learning plan for every single student. And they are going to be having job shadows, interns, ways them for them to be out in the field and in the community on Fridays if they're passing their classes. So really looking at that and how we can best individuate that for students up at Clark Fork. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And also just want to mention, we have the dyslexia legislation, that was passed. And this is, we kind of dipped our toes into it and did some introductory professional development for our staff last year. But this year in the law, and it's really going to help every single one of our students graduate a reader, which is our goal. We want every student to graduate a reader. We have PD for all staff K through 12 that's going to happen this next Tuesday and Wednesday. And so it's going to be, we have screeners and we're going to be working throughout the entire year to help all students to make sure we capture any students that with dyslexia that we can help. And we have a lot of strategies to work with them now. That's exciting stuff that's going on.
How do you identify those students?
Well, we've been through a lot of training. And again, these next 2 days, next week, we're going to go through further training. There's going to be a screener that will work with students. teachers are going to listen to them, and they have a screener that they'll be individually working with every single student to screen. And then we have programs that we've been through training that will provide interventions and us to work with students and those experts at the primary level and primarily trying to catch them when they're younger. But we have opportunities when they get into middle level and high school as well. I mean, Lisa McElroy is our literacy lead. She is going to be in charge of that as a district and has done a ton of research. She actually has family members that have dyslexia, so she has firsthand knowledge, and she's shared quite a bit of that. I'm not violating confidentiality because she shared that with our staff.
Yeah.
And she just really is an expert and has brought in experts with programs to help us. I think we will be a leader in the state in this response.
And with dyslexia, often the kid doesn't know they have it, and they just are having trouble seeing things on the page, and that can really hold them back if it's not, you know, figured out that they need some extra help that way.
Yeah. I'm not to brag, but I do want families to know it really is one thing nice about being in this district is we are going to treat every single student as an individual. You know, our new motto with our strategic plan, every student, every day. And how this really comes into practice is we're not just doing a mass screener and we're not just using an online program, which some districts are doing, that you can take the minimum level and do an online training and teachers and staff do it on their own. We're taking this very seriously. We want to make sure every student is assisted and we catch every student that we need to. And so we're doing an entire district PD next Tuesday and Wednesday, and I think throughout the year there's specific follow-up.
Okay, PD, you got
to... professional development.
Okay.
Yeah, it just means we're building the capacity and teaching new things to teachers and instructional parapros and staff that works with students. And I'm going to go through the training. Everybody that works with students is going to go through the training. So I feel like our district really is going to be a leader in this area.
Yeah, teachers are learners, lifelong learners. Yes. They have to be to do their jobs and to keep up with the kids even.
Yes.
So, okay, anything else that you want to bring up? You touched on planning. You have the five-year plan, and you're actually looking for folks to help with a long-range facility planning committee. That's going to be a tough one because we have to figure out how to finance some of the building needs that we have.
Well, the state is looking at, you know, they held back $115 million out of the $330 that the governor said was going to go to education, and they held back about $115 million. So there is some promise. Again, I've heard it, but I haven't seen it yet. We're still working. I'm on the North Idaho representative on the funding formula, so we'll see how that plays into it. But there is some promise that the $115 million may be distributed through some facilities grants. And we do have a few schools that would definitely qualify that rate very low on the building condition evaluation forms. So we do have some issues to address, and I definitely am not saying that we're going to try to get a whole new school. That would be up to the committee once we have a lot of input. But I do know there are some deficient and there are some conditions we need to address as a district before they become unsafe. And we want the community's input on that. We want the participation so people know where it's at, where the areas are, and what we need to address.
Mm-hmm. Well, that does kind of segue into another question. How is the district doing budget-wise? We haven't had we passed the recurring levy about 3 years ago now, I guess.
Yeah, before I got here, I'm not sure what year you did that, but the indefinite term levy, which is the permanent levy, and that's $12.7 million each year.
Yeah, and with that, is that proving adequate? Because at some point, especially with inflation, there's going to be more expenses being borne by the district.
Right. Right now, we're in great financial shape. The auditors are actually finishing up, and they will be presenting the audit report to the school board. I am assured that we have a strong A-plus rating again. The last CFO, Lisa Halls, set up the district to continue at the current property tax rate with that indefinite term levy so that we wouldn't have to increase that until approximately 2026. Now, depending on what long-range facility planning and the board also ultimately decides, there may be an adjustment on that based on if there is some facility items we need to address. Mm-hmm. But financially, I'd say we're financially in a good spot as a district.
Mm-hmm. And folks that really want to roll up their sleeves and learn more about the district, there's a board meeting that's open to the public. It's every month, that's correct?
Yep, yeah. Second Tuesday of every month. Mm-hmm. We had our first one in August that was at the district office. Instead, we normally, they've been having it at the Pondere Event Center, but we had our first one at the district office in August, and we're going to have our September one at the district office.
Okay. And that September one, I think it would be September 12th. That's the second
Yep,
Tuesday.
That's our September one. And then October 10th, unfortunately, opening day of rifle elk season for that one. My husband's an archery hunter, so I'm okay.
Speaking of boards, there is a school district election coming up.
And yes.
How many seats are open?
Two. There's two seats open, and the elections will be in November.
In November, right. Mm-hmm. When do you know when candidates need to up, if they want to put their hat in the ring, or what the date is for that?
It's September 8th.
September 8th.
Yep.
Is when that opens to, or you have to file by September
8th. Yep, the deadline is September
8th. Okay. Okay, well, we'll be waiting to see who steps forward and wants to serve the district. It's I got to throw a shout out to the school trustees. Mm-hmm. It's not easy duty sometimes, and it's all volunteer. But we need that, you know, that oversight of the district from our, you know, the people, the residents, the citizens here. So
yeah, they do a great job.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you, school trustees. Well, what else would you like to touch on here?
Well, just want to invite, make sure parents know that we are here to assist if they have any issues with pre-registration or any questions they have in preparation for coming back to school. I am going to be having community coffee clutches. We're going to schedule three this year. So we had two last year, and I'll have three this year so folks can give feedback, ask questions, and we'll continue with that practice. And
Where are those held?
Last year we had them at the Pondere Starbucks because there's a nice big table in the middle. It's right, you know, over by the district office, but they provided coffee for free, so that was a nice community thing. I'm not sure. Kristen Hawkins is our community relations liaison, and she will let me know if she wants to do it at a school or somewhere else, but we are going to do three coffee clutches. And just want to also remind parents that we have a new science curriculum that was adopted. 50% of the curriculum committees now by law must be parents or community members. So we went through that process and the board adopted a middle level, so middle school science curriculum that starts this year, and parents were involved in that adoption. And then we have math K-5 and Eureka Squared that is coming up and starting this year. So you're elementary students, K-5, will have new math textbooks and some online resources and things they will be doing with a new math. And that, again, had at least 50% of the committee was parents. And then, of course, teachers. They went through an entire year process to get that adopted, and the board adopted it. So that will be starting this fall. And then Big Ideas is the math 6th through 12th grade. That will be the same program we've used, but it's updated, and so they might see new resources for that as well. So we're really trying to focus on literacy, dyslexia and literacy, and then some new science, and really hands-on for our middle school students, and then math. We need to address our math scores, which we talked about on your program last spring, Chris.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say the STEM classes, they're known science, technology, engineering, and math. There's still a lot of demand out there in the job market for kids that have those proclivities. And, hey, I'll throw it out there. I saw that India landed a rover on the moon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just this morning. It was first time India's put a anything out on the moon. That's after Russia tried just 2 days ago, and theirs crashed and burned, I guess. So exciting things you can do with a science education. What else? I want to do a final shout out about something before we wrap up here, but do you have anything else that you
want to No, I just want to thank families for being involved and encourage you to get to the open houses, meet the staff. There is some new staff, some new principals we have and administrators, but we're really excited to have everyone back. The schools look great. We have a new bus route, bus right, it's called, and it's going to take a little bit in the beginning of the year to get started, but families will be able to have communication from the bus shop when their bus is going to be late. It's going to keep track where students are on a program, so it'll help to increase safety. We've got a grant that we wrote for that. Really just excited, and there's some great progress, but we really want to concentrate this year, every student, every day. So every day, somebody's students, we're making sure they grow and keep getting smarter and smarter every day as when they attend our school district.
Mm-hmm. And a great way to stay up on what's happening with the school district is your newsletter. It's called The Loop, and it comes out every month, I think.
Yep. It usually comes out the last day of the month, but we wanted to send a little small one just to get ready for school, and then there'll be another one coming at the end.
Yeah, and that's got all kinds of good information about what's going on in the school district. And you don't have to be a parent. You can just be an interested person that wants to support education. You can sign up for that on the district website, lposd.org. And finally, I would be remiss not to mention, Dr. Becky Meyer, that you are the Idaho Superintendent of the Year. So this is an award that's made by the Idaho Association of School Administrators, and it's a prestigious achievement. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Chris.
I assume somebody nominated you for this?
Yeah, I was nominated by an elementary team of principals. But really, the honor, really, anyone who's been in education or been in leadership knows, the honor really is about the team and everybody that's worked together, because you're only as good as all the people around you and everybody going for the same mission and vision. So it's really a testament to the school district and everything that we've worked on together and how great the school district really is seen throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. And it is, as you mentioned, one of the leading school districts, or maybe the leading school district in the state. And why stop there? We'll just say the leading school district in the Northwest, okay? We'll go big.
Yep, I concur. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, Dr. Becky Meyer, Superintendent of Schools for the Lake Pondere School District, I want to say thank you for coming in and filling us in what's going on with the district. And, of course, we're going to want to get you back in here probably in a couple months and get a catch up on how the first part of school is going.
Sure, I love it. Thanks for having me, Chris, and we look forward to seeing all you students in a couple of weeks.